Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. The Manissa Bridge near Wichita North High School was recently added to the National Register of Historic Places. Supporters say the designation could help preserve the bridge for generations to come.
This bridge belongs to everyone. It's a national treasure, not just Riverside's. You know, it's important to everybody.
We'll hear about what the new honor could mean for the bridge and the community after the news. Some Wichita City leaders say they would support putting housing and homelessness back on a sales tax ballot. KMUW's Roger Nomer reports from Monday's Nehemiah Assembly.
City Council members Joseph Shepard and J.V. Johnston voiced their support for a standalone sales tax proposal during a gathering of faith leaders. The proposal would be designed to combat homelessness and boost affordable housing. Over 1,300 people attended the event organized by Justice Together. Pastor Wade Miller is co-chair of the Affordable Housing Research Committee. He says while faith organizations offer mercy, they can also offer solutions.
What we hope to do is also make sure that we are changing the systems that make those people vulnerable in the first place.
Justice Together leaders say that although a recent sales tax proposal failed, exit polls showed there is support for housing issues. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Wichita Public Works Director Gary Jansen told the City Council Tuesday that drivers who back into parking spots will not get a ticket for the moment.
They're not going to get a citation. They're going to get a warning that says you cannot back into a parking stall. If they choose to do it again, I don't know what to say for anybody. That part alone, I think, really, theoretically, solves this issue.
Backing into public parking spots has been banned by city ordinance since 2008, but until last summer, enforcement was minimal. That's when the city turned over enforcement duties to contractor Car Park. Car Park has since written 281 tickets for drivers who paid for parking but backed into their spot. Those citations will stand, but city staff say going forward, drivers will get a warning before they're ticketed. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill that would have capped property tax increases at 3% or the rate of inflation, whichever is less. In her veto message, the governor said she wants lawmakers to take a different approach to tax cuts and focus on the three prongs of state revenue: income, sales, and property taxes. Kelly says the property tax bill lawmakers put on her desk was not feasible.
The kind of packages they put together, which were not reasonable, were not sustainable, and would have devastated our local communities.
Kelly supports a plan that includes a one-time cut to vehicle taxes, an increase to the school property tax exemption, and the creation of a $60 million fund to help counties limit property tax increases. The Kansas Supreme Court is looking for parents to serve on an advisory committee on child support guidelines. Parents work alongside tax professionals and attorneys to review guidelines and decide if any changes should be made. Any proposed updates or changes are sent to the Kansas Supreme Court. The court is looking for a parent who pays child support and one who receives it to serve on the committee. Members serve four-year terms. Applications are being accepted until May 22nd. More information is at kscourts.gov. Wildfires are becoming more prevalent in the Great Plains. Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers reports on how landowners can manage risk as hot and dry conditions persist.
Over a million acres burned across Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma in 2026. Drought, dry vegetation, high winds, and low humidity spread sparks quickly and made wildfires hard to fight. Bill Wan with the Kansas Forest Service says better land management and more collaboration can help.
These fires that cross multi-jurisdictions, not only state boundaries but county districts, different fire department levels, is requiring us to work at a different level of cooperation than we're used to.
Wan says states and counties should cooperate on emergency plans to address volunteer shortages. Prescribed burns can get rid of fire fuel, and shutting off power lines and farm equipment on windy days can prevent sparks. I'm Macy Byers, Harvest Public Media.
Ascension Via Christi plans to build a new emergency room in Far East Wichita this year. The health provider announced Tuesday that the new ER will be located at the corner of 127th Street East and 21st Street North. It will have 10 exam rooms and offer 24-hour emergency care. Officials say it could serve about 10,000 patients a year. Construction is expected to begin this summer and will take 10 months to complete. Law enforcement officials are warning parents about the use of artificial intelligence to create child sexual abuse material. Kansas U.S. Attorney Ryan Kriegshauser says the number of cases involving victims under the age of 25 is increasing across the state. Some people are using extortion tactics to persuade young people into providing explicit content and then blackmailing them. Kriegshauser says one thing parents can do is to take devices away from children and young adults when they go to bed. More information is at justice.gov. The Wichita State University women's tennis team has received an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. This is the team's first appearance in the tournament since 2018. Their first match is on Saturday in the Norman, Oklahoma regional. The number 3 seed Shockers will face second-seeded SMU. Wichita State won a previous meeting against SMU in January. This is the program's 13th overall appearance in the NCAA tournament. The Shockers finished the regular season with a 21-4 record. They also set a program record with a 19-match winning streak. Some roads in and around downtown Wichita will be closed Sunday for the Prairie Fire Spring Half Marathon and 5K races. The event will affect Sunday morning travel throughout downtown Wichita, Central Riverside, and the museums along the Arkansas River. Various road closures will occur from about 4 a.m. to noon on Sunday. Douglas Avenue between Main and Waco will be closed until 1:30 p.m. The spring Prairie Fire races include a half marathon and 2 5K races. There will be a high police presence in nearby neighborhoods to help runners and manage traffic. More information is at wichitasports.com. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. The Manissa Bridge near North High School in Wichita was recently added to the National Register of Historic Places. Supporters say the designation gives the one-of-a-kind bridge the recognition it deserves and could also help preserve it for generations to come. KMUW's Jenny Anima has more.
There's a bridge over the Little Arkansas River along 13th Street in Wichita's Riverside neighborhood. It's known for its architecture, which includes Native American busts and 3D buffalo. The Manissa Bridge was built in 1932 and was recently accepted into the U.S. National Register of Historic Places, something that was made possible in part by Susie Cunningham, a Riverside resident who can see the bridge from her backyard.
There's only six or seven houses here that back up to the river, and it was always my goal to buy one. And it took me a long time, and that's what I think about as I finally landed where I belong.
Cunningham is president of the Little Arkansas Community Coalition, a group of people who live along the river and advocate for the ecology and preservation of the neighborhood. With the help of the coalition, local historians, and a lot of research, the bridge is finally getting the recognition she says it deserves.
I really wanted people to know that this bridge belongs to everyone. It's a national treasure, not just Riverside's. You know, it's important to everybody.
The process started 2 years ago, after Susie discovered that federal grant money was available for infrastructure. She saw it as an opportunity to get funds to maintain the bridge, something she hadn't seen done in a long time.
I want a regularly scheduled maintenance program that's fully funded so that it never gets bad again, so we don't lose it.
The history of Manissa Bridge is connected to the high school just steps away. In 1931, a teacher at Wichita North High School thought the bridge should be designed similar to the school. After it was built, students voted to name it Manissa, a native term meaning red water at sunset. According to a book written by the teacher, thousands of people attended an opening ceremony for the bridge. These days, the bridge is covered in graffiti and some of the busts have broken noses or lips. Cunningham continues to be frustrated by its condition.
But that paint's new. Whoever Ricky is needs to stop. 1900 on top, I wonder what that is.
Chemicals used to remove the graffiti damages the bridge's surface, which is made of cartholite. Cartholite is a cement and mineral mixture that originated right here in Wichita. It gives the bridge its bright blue, green, and red colors. Manisa is thought to be one of the only bridges in the world, and possibly the only one, made of this unique material. Local historian Jay Price says that the Art Deco and Native American imagery on the bridge was common in the 1920s.
Carthalite is one of those new technologies that they're trying out. So that becomes a sign of Wichita's kind of prominence as a growing industrial city.
Pieces of the precious carthalite have since chipped or completely broken off. The last renovations were about 15 years ago. North High band teacher Jordan Casper remembers singing on the bridge as a student when renovations were completed. He got to keep an engraved brick from the original road. He says students might appreciate the bridge more if the history was more accessible to them.
But if there's some sort of interactive thing that you can have on the bridge, I think that would definitely help sort of tell the story for longer and have at least people understand what the meaning is for Manisa's Bridge.
Renovations and repairs on the bridge are expected to begin this summer. As Cunningham walks her dog, she looks over and sees her house from the bridge.
All about who was here, and they'll never be forgotten.
For KMUW News, I'm Jenny Anima.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Support for KMUW comes from All Things Barbecue, offering everything for outdoor living spaces, including a full range of patio furniture and styles to fit any backyard. Information at atbbq.com.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.